بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنها ستكون بعدي أثرة وأمور تنكرونها. قالوا يا رسول الله كيف تأمرنا كيف تأمر من أدرك منا ذلك؟ قال تؤدون الحق الذي عليكم وتسألون الله الذي لكم. متفق عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that soon you will see after my demise, there will be athara, means giving preference. So there will be preferential treatment given to some people over others. وَأُمُّرٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا And some matters that you will dislike. So you will disapprove of such matters run by the Amir. And he will be giving certain people positions who are not really worthy of those positions. And you will be favored against. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Sahaba asked, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ What must he do then? What do you command us to do? If the Amir is giving other people preference over us, and if we see matters that we dislike, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تُؤَدُّونَ الْحَقَّ الَّذِي عَلَيْكُمْ Fulfill the rights which you owe to others. وَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَكُمْ And you must beg Allah Ta'ala for your rights. So you ask Allah to give you your rights, but whatever rights are over you of others that you must fulfill. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أطاعني فقد أطاع الله ومن عصاني فقد عصى الله ومن يطيع الأمير فقد أطاعني ومن يعص الأمير فقد عصاني. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم whoever obeys me has obeyed Allah. So we obey Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. In essence, we are actually obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is His command. We must obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only command us to do those things which Allah has instructed us to do. So if you obey me, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ Then indeed you have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ عَصَى اللَّهِ And whoever disobeys me, he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ الْأَمِيرِ فَقَدْ أَطَعَانِي Whoever obeys the Amir has obeyed me. And whoever disobeyed the Amir has disobeyed me. In other words, you disobeyed the Amir, you have actually disobeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you disobeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we see the importance of obeying the Amir who is over us. وَعَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قَالَ من كره من أميره شيئا فليصبر فإنه من خرج من السلطان شبرا مات ميتة جاهلية. Very similar ahadith we've been doing, discussing all these days. And this hadith Rasulullah SAW says that whoever dislikes anything of his leader, he should exercise patience. Like the hadith preceding it said that we should ask Allah for our rights, so make sabr. That person who disobeys his Amir by a handspan, just a little bit, he shall die the death of jahiliyyah, ignorance. So again, this hadith tells us to be patient, and when in times of difficulty, for example, preference is given over us, and there are things that a person, the subjects dislike, so we are advised to bring in our lives righteousness and obey the Amir and fulfill people's rights. If the Amir does open kufr, or he negates salat, then that's a different matter altogether. Or he commands you to do something completely against sharia. Otherwise, the people have to obey the Amir, and we explain the reason for this, so that there's no anarchy and discord in the ummah. Wa Nabi Bakr radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Man ahana sultan ahanahu Allah. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Rasulullah said, whoever dishonors the Amir, then Allah Ta'ala will this person will be dishonored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, we have understood from this entire chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought that a person should, it is obligatory to obey all those in authority in lawful matters and the prohibition of obeying them in unlawful matters. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and help us to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.